Isaiah 59:14 says, "And judgment is turned away backward, justice standeth far off, for truth is fallen in the street, and equity cannot enter." Now, I want to ask you this because we've got the Judge Moore situation. We're trying to figure out, is that true? Is that false? Are these manufactured claims or are they not? We're talking about the Trump dossier, the Russia collusion story. Is any of that true? Is all of that instead manufactured? So are we at the point today, in your opinion, in America, that the ability to arrive at truth is almost impossible? And if we are there or close to there, what's the answer to the truth deficiency in America?
Dave, I think we are there. And unfortunately, I think that we have been there. The glimmer of hope a little bit right now is that this Department of Justice is beginning to dig out this dirt. The past Department of Justice, which is the lead entity to ferret out the truth, to use the facts, the truth, to support the law, to defend those who are innocent and support those. I mean, that whole point of justice, we saw it tumble and take a dive over the cliff under the last administration, and really in that climate is what's produced this framework by which you can produce a faulty document based on lies, whole lies, and try to destroy many people's lives by it. Dave, there's one thing that is very clear, and the scripture tells us, and you read it there, when truth falls, meaning fall is rejected, when God as the source of truth is rejected, it's impossible to have justice, because that's the basis for law. You don't have good law if you throw out justice. You have law that actually acts as a hammer against good people. And you do not have equity. The word equity there is justice applied fairly to all. Well, you have the law applied unequally to all is what happens. And that's actually what we see, I think, happening in even this case with Roy Moore, as we're getting into that now. You have two sets of rules applied differently to different people depending upon who they are. And Dave, I'll have to say that when truth is thrown out, what's it replaced with? It's replaced with a system that embraces bribery, embraces corruption, brings in all of those things that you find in countries historically that have rejected God. In our country, when we wrap ourselves around the foundation that was built on God's word and a constitution built on that, these are very serious things. Our country, our nation cannot survive without the resurrection and the embracing of truth at the highest levels of government, as well as in the people who are listening to the program right now. All of us, the citizens, they have to have it or we have no country.